I gotta share this thing with you really quickly because I gotta give my shout out to my dog Life Asconi. Make sure y'all go over to his YouTube channel and check it out. But he texted me over the weekend. And he said, actually texted me last night, and he said, Anton, you gotta check this out. I know you're gonna cover the migrant crisis and keep everybody up to date of what's going on out here in these streets, and so you gotta be able to check this out. Did you know that it's being alleged that Brandon Johnson is having a mental breakdown? That's what they're telling me in the streets. That's what's being reported. I mean, even as a result of the Chicago City Wire coming straight from the streets of Chicago, do you know that they are telling me out in the streets of Chicago that Chicago mayor is out here having panic attacks? He said, oh my God, I think it's the big one. I think it's the big one. Like my dog Red Fox. They said, calm down, Mayor. Calm down, big dog. It's not the big one. You just frazzled. Mayor Mohawk, you just frazzled. They said he out here having panic attacks, and he's hospitalized for his panic attacks, thinking that they're heart attacks. So y'all saying he was in a hospital. Okay, so let's get into it then. It says Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is stressed the F out. That's what they said. Lead the F out. Shout out to my daycare. Shout out to my churches. It says Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is stressed out. He has been admitted to the hospital for panic attacks. That's according to veteran Chicago journalist John Cass and Anita Padilla, who discussed Johnson's panic attacks on an episode of WGN's AM's Chicago Way podcast. They say the mayor's panic attacks, can we talk about that? No amount of antidepressants can cure him of Chicago's illegal alien problem. That is a direct quote from John Cass. Respect the journalists out there in Chicago. So, Mayor Mohawk is out here being stressed out. You know that stress takes years off of your life. Stress takes years off of your life. And I know that he probably over here watching me right now. He looking at me, I'm looking at him. He looking at me and I'm looking at him because I got the best show on YouTube. That's a fact, though. I got the best and I will not let up. And it's not because we don't like Brandon Johnson. Listen, I looked at your campaign promises. I absolutely disagreed with you being the best candidate for the city, but it doesn't mean that I don't like you personally. I actually think that you're a good guy based off of all optics. You're a family man. You take care of business. You're just on the wrong side of this issue. And so we have to hold you accountable for the position that you chose to run for. Listen, if you didn't know that this was going to be a stressful position, you should have looked at all of the presidents. And then you decided to really stand tall on this issue instead of recusing yourself from being a sanctuary city. How are we supposed to know that you were going to have a panic attack because you're too stressed out for the job and you only been on the job for 8 months? You've only been on a job for 8 months. You got a whole three years and 4 months left to get this thing together. You've been on the job for 8 months. It goes on to say, Padilla said Johnson has sought out professional medical help for stress. Look, everybody not built for the limelight. Everybody not built for this. Everybody not built for success. Everybody not built to handle the difficult issues. Everybody is not built to fall in line with whatever the Biden administration's agenda is for this issue. You thought that you was going to come in and handle hundreds of billions of dollars and cut costs and take in people and all of this stuff that's not even supposed to be here because you wanted to stand on business and you didn't think that Greg Abbott was going to see you? See, now, let me tell you what's really happening. Greg Abbott smells blood in the water. Greg Abbott is relaxed. He's sitting in a wheelchair all day. You ever seen them? Did you see how they pulled Greg Abbott up? Did you see how they pulled Greg Abbott up? Greg Abbott You can't beat a man like this. Look how relaxed he is when he's signing into his bills. You think you can defeat a man like this? You in for a rude awakening, buddy. You're in for a rude awakening if you think at any point that you'll ever be able to defeat a man that's sitting down all day. That's a fact. This man ain't got no stress. Everything that he do adds to his legacy. He gonna continue to send train, planes, and automobiles up to your city right there from the comfort of his chair. And he ain't never got to switch chairs except for when he go to sleep at night. Meanwhile, you over there stressing out over an issue that's not even supposed to be yours. All you got to do is give up. Give in to the idea and give up this whole thing that you got going on, thinking that the borders can stay open and keep calling Greg the devil. You can't say Satan is with Greg. You can't say it because we pray for Greg. We pray for his health. We pray that he can get around in that wheelchair and he's feeling comfortable every single day. We want God to bless him because he's doing the Lord's work and trying to make sure that he's securing our borders. Meanwhile, you just over here just running yourself ragged with a panic attack. That's what the people say. That's what the report says. It says the mayor's panic attacks. Can we talk about that? No amount of antidepressants can cure him of Chicago's illegal alien problem. And they're still coming. Two sources told me that he's been in the hospital for these panic attacks. He's stressed out. This is a big, big job for him, and he's not ready for it. He's not a leader. This is what the journalists are saying. This is what Anita Padilla and John Cass, that is reporting on your hospitalization, is saying about you. They saying that you was replacing Lori Lightfoot and you are not a leader. You are a middle school teacher, sir. You are an elementary school geography teacher. What was he? What kind of teacher was he? Whatever teacher he was. You are a church man and a teacher. You are not built to handle the stresses and the woes that come along with politics. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden has a son who has largely been proven to be smoking crack cocaine, according to the media reports. The media said, what was his name? Hunter Biden was out there in his tighty whities, and he had a dealer that was rolling with him 24/7 a day, 7 days a week. They found residue of coke on his gun holster. And you see you see Biden keep tripping up them stairs. You know what that do to you, that stress? That stress will destroy you. Hunter Biden is over there driving his family down into the mud. It will break you. It will absolutely. I just live carefree. I don't care what anybody says. I live carefree. You know why? Because I'm not about to go out early for y'all over an issue that you can't even control. Meanwhile, they saying that Mayor Johnson is about to meet with all of the mayors inside of all of the suburban mayors that surround the city because they sick of them too. The suburban mayor said, listen, Johnson, I need you to the front of the congregation because we need to talk about the fact that you keep on saying that you're a sanctuary city. We can't handle this. We can't handle it.
The migrant crisis. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is expected to meet with suburban mayors today. NBC5's Patrick Fazio is live at the landing zone in the South Loop with a preview for us. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, JC. Yeah, as far as we can tell, the warming buses that are still here at Polk and Desplaines Streets are empty. And the city did say yesterday in its most recent update that there are no migrants here at the landing zone awaiting placement in any shelters. However, there are a couple of hundred who are awaiting placement. They're mostly at O'Hare and a few at Chicago police stations. Now, Mayor Johnson is.
So they're still hanging out at the police station. And when y'all fly into Chicago, good thing nobody is going over there to see the Bulls. When y'all fly into Chicago, maybe they go see the Blackhawks, huh? You got to make sure that you greet the migrants that's selling Kit Kats at the airport.
Is expected to talk about this issue with suburban mayors later today.
All of us are concerned, of course, about our residents and their safety, and also the migrant safety.
Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso received an invite to discuss the migrant crisis with Mayor Johnson. It comes as buses from the southern border have been dropping off migrants in the suburbs, and then they end up here in Chicago. More than 14,000 migrants are currently staying in 28 Chicago shelters. 15th Ward Alderman Raymond Lopez says he's concerned about health and living conditions. He says the shelter capacity at the Gage Park Fieldhouse has doubled.
We are simply running out of space, and the mayor's team is doubling them up simply because we have nowhere else to put them.
Now, today's mayor's meeting about the migrants is at 4 p.m. You may remember originally it was scheduled for last
week. Look at that. They bring in their toddlers. They bring in their kids. They got strollers. Why do these kids? Okay, so let me ask y'all another question. If they track through the jungle and they skipped over alligators and tigers and cartel members and all of this stuff, how did they get here without strollers? Have you ever tried to carry a kid through the mall the entire time that you were shopping? It's hard, and I'm talking about a baby. It's very, very difficult to carry a kid through the mall, and I'm talking about a baby. Yet they were able to get over here, and now they got strollers, they got clothes, shoes, food, everything. Let's move over to because I'm going to keep an eye on these panic attacks. And obviously, I'm going to keep an eye on Brandon Johnson. I didn't know he was going to bring me into 2024 like this. But here we are, 22 days into 2024, and Brandon Johnson is out here fumbling the bag. No worries, no worries. We'll get there. But over in New York, they had the reporters on the street asking to grade Eric Adams based off of what it is that he's done for the migrant crisis over in New York. Take a look.
Nothing has divided the city more than how we deal with the migrant crisis. New Yorkers have strong opinions about how Mayor Adams is coping. They're weighing in on your point. What grade would you give Mayor Adams for dealing with the migrant crisis?
Give it limited resources and what they have. B, solid B.
And this is how I know New Yorkers are out of their mind. This is how I know that New York, and I'm assuming, and I haven't seen this yet. This is my first time seeing this. This is how I know New Yorkers are bat crazy and out of their mind. You know how I know? You know how I know? Because they don't even know what's going on in their own city. They absolutely out of their mind. They crazy. It's a possibility that Eric Adams can get in again, because if you're giving them a B and saying, with limited resources, well, guess what? You didn't have to let them inside of the city in the first place. That's the whole key. You never had to open up your borders in the first place. So it's not that he has limited resources. New York is literally the richest city in the United States of America. It might as well be the capital of the United States of America. He had unlimited resources, but he chose to use them in the wrong way. And now he has limited resources because he can't do the thing that he thought that he was going to do. And he thought that the federal government was going to reward him and give him a nice pat on the back. It's not going to happen, buddy.
I give the mayor an A- on a scale 1 to 10. Man.
This man's, listen, y'all.
Solid B.
C.
I give the mayor an A-.
I give the mayor an A-. Hey, New York. Take this L, man. Sit on this L, New York. I want you to sit on this L, New York. I think that New York is... We might have to move the Patreon meetup for New York and the tour outside of New York. These people are crazy. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be some sane people on here that can actually give an accurate grade, but I think that these people are crazy.
On a scale 1 to 10, maybe 4?
4?
Or 5?
He's not doing good, huh?
It's always the people that got sense. The people with the accent are the ones that got sense.
Not doing good.
Maybe about 6.
I think he's working. I'd give him an 8.
What grade would I give him?
Yeah.
I mean, there's an immigrant right there on the corner selling Kit Kats for 50 cents. I would give him what's high and what's low.
Whatever you think.
He would get like a negative 10.
It's the only logical woman on this stream so far. First of all, how is the migrant selling Kit Kats for 50 cents? That's number one. Because where did he get the Kit Kats from for less than 50 cents? Where did this migrant, shout out to Will to CNA, I appreciate you and everybody that's supporting the platform. Where did the migrant get the Kit Kats to where they can sell them for less than 50 cents? That's all I want to know. She said, listen, she asked him a question, and she said, look, ma'am, it's a migrant right there on the corner selling Kit Kats for 50 cents. I get his man a negative 10. If y'all go over to Queens, go over to Queensbridge, don't play, go over to Queens, and look at all of the brothels over there on Queens, and then you tell me to get a mayor a grade.
I guess I would give him, in all fairness, a 7.
A 7? That's pretty good. You think he's doing a good job?
I think he has a challenging job, and I don't know whether there's any easy solution.
You have to grade him on a curve. Getting 170,000 people dumped in your lap in a year is a daunting, daunting problem. So I give him an A-.
I think.
That's why the Knicks has been trash for forever. That's why the Knicks ain't won a championship since the 70s. That's why. Because you're grading on a curve. And it's the wintertime. And you got your button-up shirt open where you can see your chain and your chest hairs. That's why New York, this is why right here. Because you can see your chest hairs above your chain. And you have all layers. He got 1, 2, 3, 4 layers. No undershirt. His chest hair is open. And he has a chain on up under it. And this is why New York will never win a championship. Because you're grading on the curve instead of grading based on reality. No, the Pistons last won in 2004. Yeah. So whenever you have all of that stubble right here, and you don't even brush it, and you sitting out here talking in the wintertime with 4 layers on and no undershirt, talking about you grading on the curve, you gonna give them an A-? I have lost all respect for New Yorkers. Everybody outside of New York can see it. That's why y'all got rats.
Something in your lap in a year is a daunting, daunting problem. So I give him an A-.
I think it's a tough situation. He's doing the best he can, but I mean, what I've heard is a whole lot of angst and yelling and not a whole lot of actual progress and solutions.
What should we be doing?
They should have stricter border control.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, we like immigrants coming in, but not...
Thank you, sir. The only one, her and the other lady, he said, listen, the problem is that we need stricter border control. All of this foolishness, all of this fluff, y'all acting like it's rocket science. It's a couple of us that know better. It's a couple of us that understand exactly what's going on.
This way.
Have a coordinated, rational immigration process.
The fact is, they're going along with the law that says they should accept them.
Would you close the border? You just want to
I would definitely close it, because what's the point of having these people come here? Once they come here, they're able to work, they register, they get a social security, they're able to vote for the year. What's the coincidence? It's 2024, presidential year. You know, it's I don't know.
Is it is she the only one that's watching the Millionaire Morning Show over there in New York City? Is she the only person that is watching the Millionaire Morning Show in New York City? She summed it up in about 2 sentences. Check out what she said.
For a presidential year, they get a social security, they're able to vote for the year. What's the coincidence? It's 2024, a presidential year. You know, it's I don't know. It's kind of funny business.
There should be some type of regulation that prohibits people from coming in from every direction. And the number of people is obviously astronomical.
Who do you blame for the crisis?
Oh, clearly on the federal government. I mean, there's no question about that. It's not the mayor's fault. He wasn't the one that was responsible to bring all those folks to New York.
A lot of it is Congress's existing laws that need to be changed.
The countries and the states and the places that they're running from.
The Border Patrol, because that's where it starts.
I don't think there's anyone to blame. I think it's you know, the current climate. People are trying to get somewhere safer, and everyone has a dream. Everyone wants to get their American dream.
So what you see happening
for the year
is I'm just surprised that you guys are really, really falling for the okie doke. I'm surprised that you guys continue to fall for the stuff that they are doing in this election. It's insane to me. It's absolutely insane to me. Y'all are just going for the okie doke. And we warned you. We warned you. They are literally using you. They're telling you what they're doing. They're doing it right in front of your face. And you acting like you don't understand exactly what's going to happen. Why are you acting like you're confused? They're playing it right in front of your face, and they're telling you what they're going to do, yet you sit here and act like you don't understand what's going on. And it's unfortunate. It's absolutely unfortunate because it's nobody to blame but y'all. It's nobody. At some point, you have to take personal responsibility for what is happening in your life. At some point, you have to say, you know what? I messed up. I messed up. It's not playing out the way that I wanted to play out. I thought I was sold a narrative, and it's not actually the thing that I thought it was going to be. At some point.
Have you ever, because a lot of times, and I know within the Black community specifically, especially, you know, within all of our environments, especially for me, we adopt the mindset, the lifestyle, the thought process, and the political parties of our parents.
Yes.
Right? And as I grew older, and it's kind of a saying, you know, I'm probably going to butcher it, but it's kind of a saying in that, you know, when you're younger and you don't know any better, you kind of lean more towards liberal policies, or, you know, you become that way. But then when you get older and you start to make money, you start to lean more towards being a little bit more conservative. Mm-hmm. I've always believed that to a larger extent, especially when you think about church, when you think about, you know, a lot of the different ways in which we live our lives, that Black people, maybe not necessarily not Democrat, but largely have always been conservative to a larger extent, right? Have you ever thought about not being or you know, why you ran as a Democrat, or whether or not, you know, our conservative principles, or whether or not you have conservative principles, how that plays into whether or not you picked which side that you wanted to run on?
In Detroit, it's not really a political.
Because I don't look at Mike Duggan as a Democrat.
No, but he's going to sign up for it.
Right.
Because it's the way he can win.
Right.
And for Kwame Kilpatrick, it's like you said, my parents were Democrats. We were all Democrats. I'm going to be a Democrat. But the city is 90-something percent Democrat.
Right.
So if you want to win a district race in Detroit, you're going to have to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
You got to play the game no matter what. The city by default, most of these cities, New York, Chicago, Houston, they're all going to vote the same way regardless. So it's no point in them doing anything different in your interest because they already know that they got your vote. You don't have anything to require from them because they know the way that you're going to vote. So what do they do in order to secure power? They make sure that they advocate for an entirely different group, the alphabet community, because now they can tie them over to the Democrat Party. Now they're doing the same thing when it comes to immigrants. They're basically tying them to the Democrat Party. They're doing the same thing over and over again right in front of your face, and you're sitting there acting like you don't understand what's going on.
Not going to happen for you.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason that I chose to be Democrat. If I was running again, I might not choose the same.
Really?
I might not choose the same. I think that independents need to be declared sometime.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, Frederick Douglass talked about that you can't just, what, power concedes nothing without a struggle. Mm-hmm. You have to struggle for independence.
Yeah.
You really do. You cannot just keep lining up and say, I'm going to do it. If I do run as a Democrat, I would be an ostracized Democrat because I'm not going to take the white paper and agree wholesale.
Right.
I don't believe our community does. I think that we have been, I believe, even brainwashed to believe that they care about us more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would challenge people right now. You know, we've had the Democratic Party in America. They've had the presidency, all the executive offices. And when I say that, everybody always looks to the legislative bodies mm-hmm. for help. The president is Democrat. The vice president is Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person, transportation, environment, mm-hmm. we know the people there, the person in the environment for sure, interior.
Governor Granholm, that presided and was the governor over Michigan during the 2008 crisis.
Which deals with all the park systems mm-hmm. in the country. All of these people are working directly for them. There's so much that they could do that doesn't require any legislation.
Mm.
Why are we not benefiting from that?
Why don't they do more outside of legislating for
The Democratic Party and the Republican Party are always looking to go to places and help people that benefits them in elections.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to what they call marginal areas, areas that can go swing seats, mm-hmm. areas that can go either Republican or Democrat, and that's where they're spending the money. Places like Detroit.
Because that's what I was going to ask you, right? And that the original question, when I was asking you, do they go when they petition or, you know, try to advocate, already know determinedly, but...
Joe Biden have a very good relationship.
Okay.
First relationship.
Yeah.
Mike Duggan and Joe Biden have a very good relationship.
Okay.
Joe Biden, I don't know if you know this, but Mike Duggan managed his campaign. When he
I didn't know that.
He was the biggest. He managed the Michigan campaign twice for Mike for Joe
I
Biden.
I didn't know that.
They're tight. That's why Detroit got this chronically unemployed money that just came out of Washington. Hundreds of millions of dollars that have to be spent by October 1st of 2024. Detroit got the third highest amount behind New York and California with not.
How? They only have a fraction of the population.
Relationship.
See,
listen, it pays to be in the know. It pays to have understanding. It pays to have friends that can tap in and tell you exactly what's going to happen. See, we're so stuck on how we feel about people instead of being more stuck on how we can get the information. Well, Anton, why would you move and do business over here? Why are you investing your money over here? Why are you playing the game over here? Why are you donating to this person over here? Because I understand how the money works. I understand how to get the money. I understand how to get the money. I understand that it's a game. The reason that this is called the Millionaire Morning Show is because it always comes back down to the money, my friend.
And you, so how did they decide that? Because Mike went to D.C. and he talked to the president and said that we need this for our city. This helps us. But it's hard to find chronically unemployed people nowadays. Under the federal guidelines, to be chronically unemployed, you have to have not worked for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know.
Not in this economy.
We know from from the federal government giving out checks and everything, yeah. People went to work for a couple weeks at Target,
yeah.
A couple weeks at Walmart, where it disqualifies you to be chronically unemployed. But the people that are chronically unemployed are the people coming out of prison. Mike Duggan now has his eye on returning citizens who haven't been working. How do we get them in these programs and get them? And so there's some good things going on, and those relationships can happen. Mm-hmm. But after relationship, it's how do we get votes from these places? I'm looking at the map, and I see I might can win Arizona. We might can win Arizona in the next presidential election if we get the right candidate. Let's get some money. Joe Biden, the Secretary of Interior, let's go do 3 new parks in Arizona. And I'll go and cut the ribbon on the famous Indian person that was there, such. And so you'll start to see that around the country. You'll see it on CNN. You'll see all these openings. And that's where money is being spent in environment to shore up this area so it'll be safe drinking water for years and generations. I mean, the press conference is how we – if you watch the press conference, you watch it and say, okay, he's doing something. I'm watching and say, oh, they're spending some money.
No, I don't watch it like that. I watch it completely different because I'm looking at it from a business perspective.
Exactly. That's as you do. Most people be like, oh, that's so beautiful. No, what's going on here?
Right.
Why are they over there? Why didn't that? And so these older cities, the Chicagos of the world, Detroit and Philly, although we are the greatest attention during the election, when they pack up after the November elections, you don't see them no more until the next election. Because this community, and Obama got this advice, and Clinton got this advice, don't worry about Detroit, you got them.
Don't worry about certain communities, you already got them. They already gonna vote for you no matter what. They gonna check right down the ticket. First of all, they not even gonna show up. And they gonna check right down the ticket and they gonna say, I'm voting for this person, regardless of how I feel or what their policies are. I've never went to their website. I don't know what they stand for. I don't know what the agenda is. I don't care whether or not the border is open. They already know that they got you. This is straight from a politician that was on the inside, a part of the bullpen. If you don't know what the bullpen is, then I can't help you because I already showed that on different interviews also. That is telling you word for word. And he's saying, listen, they don't care about you because they already have you. So why are they then letting other people in? Because they're shoring up their voter base.
You got black people. Why black folks so mad at Obama? Why? 97% of y'all voted for him.
Right. Twice.
And so you want him to do something for the 97%. That's logical. But his advisors are telling him, man, we need to get more Hispanic votes.
Yeah.
We need to do something with the gay community because we need the California liberals to give us $200 million.
Is that why it seemed like that the entire time that Obama was in office, it seemed like they specifically were courting the LGBTQ community?
Absolutely.
Everything that was happening within that community, and it was almost like they knew that they had the black vote, which probably didn't go over well for the people that came after him, right? But it seemed like they were courting the alphabet community more than any other community during the time that they, well, at least they publicly was speaking about what was going on with the alphabet community.
That community is the entertainment community.
What more y'all need to know? How many more opportunities do you need for you to actually start taking at least a critical look behind why you're voting the way that you're voting, why you support what you support? Is it because it was programmed into you and you're expected to do it? Or is it because you think critically so that you can make an informed decision as to whether or not you should go this way or you should go that way? Most people are not critical thinkers. When I see women, right, a lot of times after I'll hold a woman accountable, or somebody will drop a clip for me on Instagram or something, and I can already guarantee you what I'm going to get from some of the women. The first thing they're going to say is, he must be gay. The second thing they're going to say is, who hurt you? The third thing they're going to say is, can we leave all podcast mics in 2023? You know why? Because I've heard it 1 million times, and it's literally something that's been programmed into them, not that they're thinking critically from themselves. They didn't come up with that on their own. They're speaking based off of what somebody else said. We don't think critically. We think based off of what an Instagram meme told us, and that's how we decide that we want to move as far as what we do with our resources and our monies. It's just the truth. It can't get any realer than that. It can't get any more true than that.